content.
Got involved with the Iditarod in 1978. I came to Alaska in 77, and that was my first winter in Iditarod. I helped do the vet check, and I got to meet several Iditarod mushers and was a spectator.
I think that's about it.
One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was my first time in the old town of Iditarod. I showed up there with almost nothing, and I wasn't in any way prepared for it. When I got off the plane, they wanted me to go take a look at Mrs. Fleming, and she had been cooking, and her pressure pot blew up on her. I went inside, when they flew me in, the weather was going down. We hadn't established communications yet, and they told me that there wasn't going to be anybody coming in for who knows how long. So when I went in to see Mrs. Fleming, I didn't have many other options. When I saw her, the pressure cooker had blown up and splashed boiling water all over the front of her, all over her chest, and I realized right off that this was beyond my ability. So as I was mumbling and stumbling about, the only thing I could think of was foot ointment for the dog. I had some Furosin, which was water soluble, so it would be okay, and get her started on something anyway. Complicating factor was that she had a week old baby, and I hadn't worked out that problem yet. So when I went to get the foot ointment, the radio people had established Morse code contact. One of the pilots had found a public health nurse, and she was flying out, and I was extremely relieved. I was happy to see that when she got there, she used the same medication that I was going to use, but she did take Mrs. Fleming and the baby back to Providence, and I was pretty happy with that. This is the 50th Iditarod. Makes me realize that it's a long time. Somehow it doesn't seem anywhere near like it's that long, but when I look at the people who are I knew back then, they kind of looked like me, and I realized, yep, it has been 50 years. Sure, in life, is the Iditarod has been a beneficial experience for me, and I'm certainly glad for having had the opportunities that I've had during and with the Iditarod.